Good. Well, still good morning. Good morning, and happy holidays to you. Three items today. We'll talk about crime statistics, an update on the department's blog. Christina Vapati, the makeover of her home is coming up on Sunday, so we'll give a little information on that. And then you're getting copies of a press release that is going out now on the arrest of a member of the boss of the Los Angeles Police Department that occurred this morning. On the crime statistics, these figures through the period December 2nd, and they are similar to the ones that were presented to the police commission earlier this week. As of this morning, the total homicide count is 444 versus last year's 467. That's a 4.9% decrease, 23 fewer homicides to date this year. Rapes are down 8.3%, 75 fewer. Robberies up 5.7%, and 712 more robbery incidents, but good news is those have been declining also the last several months. Aggravated assaults down 8.5%, that's 1,229 fewer events. Total violent crime is now down in the city so far by 2.2%, 621 fewer incidents. Property crimes, burglary is down 8.8%, down 1,761 fewer incidents. Theft from vehicles down 10.3%, 3,136 fewer. Personal theft down 10%, 2,837 fewer incidents. And auto theft, 22,488 reported thefts, that's down 8.9%. That's 2,186 fewer residents of the city have reported their car stolen. Arrests, the department has made 1.6% more total arrests this current year to date compared to last year. Total arrests are a 2.7% increase over the same period 2 years ago. So the crime numbers are still a good news story, and we will be releasing with the mayor right after the first year our expected goals for the first 6 months of next year. We still anticipate, despite the crime rate going up in most of the rest of the country, that we will be continuing our efforts to reduce crime here in the city. Blog update. The blog, as you know, we initiated, I believe, with the second police department in the country to initiate one a while back. And periodically, I'll be providing you with updates on that blog. Since its inception, 276,539 visitors have visited the blog. I know people just must not have enough to do, but they're visiting. We average 1,247 page views a day, and some 1,908 comments have been generated in response to department postings. With the use of a photograph posting site, the department has posted 334 photographs of various events, including the unveiling of Officer Christina Vapati's home makeover, Officer Ricardo Lizarraga's dedication ceremony, renaming a Los Angeles elementary school in his honor, and recruit graduations. Other police agencies in Chicago, Arizona, and the state of Florida have contacted the department and inquired about our experience with the blog. My prediction is that they'll become very commonplace very quickly over the next several years with police agencies. In the future, a translation feature will be added to allow articles and comments to be translated simultaneously into Spanish. Podcasts. Recently, the department introduced podcasting, an audio broadcast whereby Internet visitors can listen to news conferences and events online. Our first podcast was a news conference on November 14th when I addressed the arrest videos posted on YouTube. Podcasting is just another way for us to continue the transparency of the department and keep an open line of communication with the public. Christina Vapati, I'd like to take a moment and remind you that this Sunday, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, will air the Christina Vapati episode on KABC from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'd like to thank everyone connected with that show and that effort, all the volunteers and all the donors who came together in support of Christina and her family. I'd also like to thank the Redondo Beach Police Department for its support and Christina's new neighbors for any inconvenience during the build. But I think that they'll find Christina and Tim are the type of neighbors worth having in the neighborhood. And I'm encouraging your viewers to watch that episode. There'll be a number of events preceding it, and I believe press releases will be going out to that effect. Finally, I believe that you have a press release that was sent out a short while ago. Let me speak to that. Last night, I ordered investigators from the Department's Professional Standards Bureau to arrest a 13-year veteran officer for assault under the color of authority. Officer San Joseph Meade was arrested at his home around 7 a.m. this morning after a continuing investigation, which began around 2 a.m. Tuesday morning, December 5, 2006. At approximately 1:25 a.m. on December 5, 2006, Officer Meade and his partner were handling booking procedures for the arrest of a 16-year-old Hispanic male who had been detained in Chinatown on a curfew violation. The detainee had been brought to the Central Area Police Station. After hearing a disturbance between Meade and the arrestee in a juvenile holding room, a third officer alerted the station watch commander, who immediately initiated a personal complaint investigation. The watch commander directed scientific investigation to take photographs of the holding room, the officer, and the arrestee. The watch commander was following all the appropriate protocols in this type of incident. The 16-year-old was examined at a local hospital, but at that time he had no apparent injuries. He remains in custody at Juvenile Hall as police have not been able to locate his parents or a responsible guardian. We are trying to locate him, to put him back with his family if they can be located. At the time of the incident, the officers and the watch commander were unaware that a camera, which had been set up near the holding room to obtain evidence of vandalism to chairs in the detective squad room, captured a portion of the assault, and that assisted greatly in the speed of the investigation. Investigators and technicians enhanced the videotape and viewed it. Upon being notified of the preliminary findings, I ordered that Officer Meade be relieved immediately of duty. That occurred last night at 8 p.m. when the officer reported for duty at Central Police Station. His badge, gun, and ID were taken at that time. Later in the evening, after watching the video with members of my command staff, I felt that there was sufficient justification for an arrest, and I ordered that that arrest, in fact, take place. Prosecutors, and in fact, that arrest was effected approximately 7 a.m. this morning. Prosecutors from the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Justice Integrity Division, JCID, as you know it, have been informed of the investigation and working with us, as has the Mayor's Office, Inspector General. Inspector General Barat was with me for most of the evening last night through all phases of this investigation. He has kept the Police Commission intimately informed, and we have also been in contact with our colleagues at the FBI to give them early access to this incident. The criminal and disciplinary investigations are ongoing. We are working now with the district attorney. We have done a booking, and we'll be working with him on appropriate filings. State law limits the amount of information that the police department can disclose from a peace officer personnel complaint investigation, and the city attorney has indicated that that would include the videotape of this incident. So, in sum and substance, my concern was that the officer was engaged in an assault, which I felt was inappropriate, on the 16-year-old juvenile. Based on the information, the investigation, that we immediately relieved him of duty, and upon consultation and viewing of the video, felt that there was cause for immediate arrest. He, I believe, is still in custody as of this time and at one of the sheriff's stations. Okay, questions?
Can you describe what's on the video?
The central area has a juvenile holding area. It is a doorless room, and the video, in essence, depicts what the preliminary investigation, what I believe to have been an assault on that juvenile that was totally unnecessary and was not under any color of law justified. That is what we are alleging. That's what we will seek to get criminal filings for. But based on what I and my command staff witnessed on the video, we felt that the behavior was nothing that we as a department tolerate, condone, or will allow. And so we moved very, very quickly to remove that officer from the field, and we will work with the district attorney to, very vigorously prosecute and hopefully convict him.
Can you be more specific? What's he doing?
No, in terms of he was engaged in an assault on that individual, and it was without any physical provocation that we could view on the video. The investigation is continuing. That and as you understand from previous investigations, there will be a number of people that have to be interviewed. But the actions were such that we felt it appropriate to move immediately. The preliminary examination at the hospital indicated at that time no visible injuries, no complained of injuries. As to the follow-up the next day, if bruising or anything will be visible, well, we'll see. The young man is still in the custody of the probation department until they can determine who he might be released to.
Were the juvenile handcuffed at the time?
The juvenile was handcuffed at the time, that's correct. Handcuffed behind his back, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. The chief indicated the camera was set up for a different purpose, though.
That's correct.
The man was
given that you've got something other than that, are you and other members of the command staff looking at this as to maybe we should be installing more cameras within the station to cover activities?
Well, actually, we are. In all of our new police stations, we have significant numbers of internal cameras as well as perimeter cameras. And in our new Mission Station, West Valley, as well as all the new police stations that are being remodeled, retrofitted, there are extensive camera systems in all of the holding rooms, interview rooms. So we're moving in that direction. This particular facility, Central, the cameras were not installed as part of their retrofit. But this is something farther down the line that as we attempt to modernize and as the technology gets better and less expensive, that's the direction we're going. Okay. Any other questions I might respond to? I want to thank the members of the Central Command, Captain Andy Smith, and his patrol captain are here that they, along with Chief Carter, moved very quickly in terms of moving this forward. And the Professional Standards Bureau, now under Chief Mark Perez, who was just promoted this morning, moved very quickly overnight. So, thank you.
Chief, one other matter for a minute related to the information released on the shooting involving Susie Pena. In your mind, are there any thoughts which could have been put forth or anything related to a lack of training by Metropolitan Division officers that might have contributed to the inaccuracy of the shooting involvement?
There were, as you would call on that day, a series of shooting events. We have looked extensively, exhaustively at all of those. That was included in my report to the commission, included in their review. And I think both my recommendations and the commission were very specific that there were concerns about command and control, particularly on the immediate response, as well as fire control. And lastly, on the issue of accuracy, not only of Metro and SWAT officers, but our patrol officers who have authorization to carry the urban assault rifle. And we are, as part of the review of that, we'll be increasing training for not only Metro and SWAT. Captain Kroger is already moving in that direction, but also be increasing the amount of training that we give to our officers who are equipped with the rifles in the vehicles. So a lot of, as we try to do in all these instances, lessons learned. We review them very intimately in a very transparent way and try to learn so that we don't make the same mistakes again, or that if things went right, that we're able to repeat those things when it went right the next time.
Chief, regarding the officer who was arrested, I know you're limited with what you can tell us. Can you tell us anything else about his background, any previous incidents?
No, that I cannot go into anything having to do with his personal history. As you know, in California, a variety of different laws, including the Peace Laws of Bill of Rights, is very restrictive on what can be disclosed at this time. 13 years on the job, recently assigned to Central. He had spent most of his time in other commands. He's only been there the last couple of weeks, from what I understand.
Chief, you're talking about transparency on the obviously on the investigation of the case of Susie Pena. What do you think are going to be the consequences for those two officers who were out of the policies during the final assault?
They will be going through a review by their commanding officer who make recommendations to me. And based on past experience, that can include retraining. It can include potentially suspension days. I'll have to wait till their commanding officer does his review and makes his recommendations to me.
What will be your recommendation as chief of the department?
I'll have to wait to see what he recommends to me, and I'll base it on that. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.